A listed entity that's of great interest to us here in Brisbane is the Tunnel Road. It's called Brisbane Airport Link, or sorry, Bris Connections, and that's building the Brisbane Airport Link toll road. Are you familiar with the corporate entity behind that?
Yeah, I'm actually a shareholder. So,
is that so?
Well, I bought in at 39 cents, so with the stock down at 4 cents now or thereabouts, I've lost about $450 of my $500 that was invested.
It came on at a dollar though, and it's yesterday it was at 3.7 cents. It's up a whole 0.4 of a cent today. To have listed at a dollar, and for that stock now to be trading at around 4 cents, what does that say about the project?
Well, it says that the whole sector, the toll road sector, is suffering from a bit of a capital strike at the moment, and we're seeing Connect East in Melbourne, we're seeing Transurban's also been hit a little bit. And basically Macquarie Bank cooked up another one of their classic sort of over-indebted complex infrastructure vehicles where you do three different $1 staggered payments. You know, so they should have just come out and said, guys, we need $1.2 billion to build this project. You won't get any dividends for 3 or 4 years until we open up, and then we'll start paying you dividends. Instead, they've done this, you know, $400 million this year, $400 million next year, $400 million the year after that. They're paying dividends using their debt, and the market's just sick of it. They're sick of these complex vehicles where, you know, Macquarie Bank was getting more than $100 million in fees to structure the whole thing, and they really should have pulled the float. I mean, they put the bid into the government in the middle of May. The stock market fell by about 15% up until the time of the float. Infrastructure stocks are on the nose. They should have pulled the float. They shouldn't have proceeded, but they went ahead, and now it's very, very embarrassing for all concerned.
Yeah, and the government's able to hold this at arm's length and say, well, sorry, we just let the tender. It's entirely at their risk. The fact is we will be paying through tolls one way or another. We'll be paying for it.
Well, you will, but at the moment you're $400 million in front, Mike, because the market thinks that, that Macquarie's paid too much. They've done a lemon deal. Mm-hmm. I mean, down here in Melbourne, we've got the world's second biggest toll road, the Transurban CityLink project. It was a $1.2 billion construction job, and the market now values it at $5.5 billion. So we Melburnians got totally done over on that deal. It looks like you, at this point, the taxpayer is winning because the promoter of the project, the privatised project, is doing their shirt. And that means that's a shirt that taxpayers aren't losing. Although because the Queensland Investment Corporation was the biggest institutional shareholder with about 7%, they've dropped about $30, $40 million of superannuation money for public servants on this one. So that's not a very good look for the QIC, particularly when the chairman of the QIC, Trevor Rowe, is also the chairman of Bris Connections. So I think a pretty unfortunate set of circumstances, that one too.